This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Red Cross officials today reported that U.S. bombs hit a supply compound in Kabul, the Afghan capital, setting fire to warehouses and injuring a guard. A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. government was looking into the claim. The Pentagon did confirm that it has introduced AC-130 gunships into the military action in Afghanistan. The gunships are relatively low-flying aircraft with especially deadly firepower. Pentagon officials say airstrikes in Afghanistan have intensified over the past 2 days. Joining us now from the Pentagon is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, Red Cross officials are understandably upset about the bombing of their warehouse in Kabul, but the Pentagon doesn't have much to say about it.
Not yet, Linda, but they're clearly worried about it. I mean, the propaganda aspect of this war, you know, has become so important. U.S. officials want very much to win more support from ordinary Afghans, and having the Red Cross reporting that you're blowing up their warehouses is hardly the way to score points with the local population. But the Pentagon insists it wants to figure this out itself. They want to check out their own satellite pictures of the site. They want to analyze the damage there to determine what weaponry might have been involved. And they want to compare the location of the building with what else might have been targeted. I mean, it's hard to see how anything else but a U.S. bomb caused that damage, but the Pentagon is not going to apologize or acknowledge anything until it has all these answers for itself.
What about the news that the United States is now using AC-130 gunships? Tell us about them.
Well, Linda, gunships is a really good word for them. They're like flying tanks. They have three cannons, including a 105-millimeter gun that can really tear up everything in its path. They're not very impressive in flight. These things have been around for almost 30 years. They fly with four big turboprop engines, and they fly quite slowly. People familiar with the AC-130 say they can put an incredible amount of lead into a fairly confined area, like the size of a football field, for example.
What would be the reason for using these gunships as opposed to the fighter jets that have been used until now?
Well, one reason for using them is that they can spend more time around a target area than the really fast-flying jets, partly because they fly low and slow. The other thing is they have a pretty big crew, like 13 crew members altogether. So there's a lot for people to do up there. They can spend a lot of time looking on the ground for targets and then directing their guns on whatever they see. The other thing is that with this very heavy and very noisy firepower, the AC-130 is a very scary aircraft. Its nickname is the Spooky. And Pentagon officials quite candidly say one reason for using it in Afghanistan is to gain some psychological advantage, essentially to spook the Taliban forces there.
Tom, you've been reporting that U.S. pilots have been turning their attention increasingly to Taliban troop formations and Taliban leadership. Any new developments there?
Yeah, Linda, this is really the new stage in this war, as it were. The extent to which the airstrikes are focusing increasingly on the Taliban troop formations as opposed to airfields and other fixed sites. They're hitting garrisons, vehicles, troop staging areas, essentially whatever they see, and this is apparently having an effect on the Taliban. A very significant development today, Linda, is that the Taliban forces in the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif are on the verge of losing that city. The Pentagon is now reporting that the Northern Alliance rebel forces are within a few miles of Mazar-i-Sharif, and they say the city could fall at any time. And that's important because this city sits at a strategic crossroads. Its loss would disrupt the Taliban supply lines. And the other reason its fall would be important is more of a symbolic one. Mazar-i-Sharif has been fiercely fought over before. The Taliban lost a lot of fighters when they took control of it a few years back, and losing it now could have a real demoralizing effect on them.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Sure, Linda.
NPR's Tom Gelton reporting from the Pentagon.